because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting.org. I'll be here the next 3 hours with you guys. Welcome. I'm going to open the phone lines in just a little bit here. Anybody wants to call in? I got a lot on my plate, as usual. I'll probably get to less than 50% of it, but is what it is. Things are moving fast. You know, we're on a wild ride right now. You know, it seems like everybody's in a few different camps here on the network, or just in general, those of us that don't follow the corporate media and are trying to pay attention, everybody's in the camp that the whole thing's theater. Trump's completely compromised at all fronts. And this is just one big mind screw, and there's no real warfare going on. It's just all for us to keep the goyim entertained and thinking that, you know, we have some sort of impact on our universe and on our immediate reality. And these are the people that basically they're gun shy. They've been burned so many times, and I've been burned a lot of times too, but they're just the ones that now everything's black or white. There's no middle ground. There's no possibility that there's any altruistic people left out here that are in any of these kind of corporate fiction elements of what we call the government today, and the whole thing's lost and blah, blah, blah. And you hear these people on the network and other places on other platforms. And then you got the other people that, you know, the Alex Jones level people and a lot of the YouTubers, and they're like into this battle with the QAnon drops, the deep state, the FISA, you know, there's going to be arrests soon, the whole nine yards there. And, you know, there's quite a few of these people out here. What I'm looking for is more or less just logically looking at evidence and realizing this, and I'm not the oldest guy, but I'm definitely not the youngest guy. And a lot of the younger people haven't really, they don't have their sea legs as far as being able to, you know, you can always read history, which is very subjective, and you can always go back into, let's just say, the history of digital archives of, you know, news and stuff from the 80s and the 70s and so forth. But you weren't there to feel it. And I'll tell you this, in me as being approaching 50, the things that I feel right now as far as watching basically the communist element, the open Bolshevik elements, basically throw in the kitchen sink at what's happening, I have to say that there is a real warfare going on under the surface. And I've been, you know, I've prayed for this warfare to happen. If you've listened to this program for any length of time, and some of you have, and some, a lot of you have, and a lot of people are in and out. It's Sunday night. It's late. People got to get up and go to work, and I get this. But put it this way, if you've listened to this program a while, you know what? I've always been begging people that are inside the federal beast system to really start pulling the legs out from under this thing, and let's do what we got to really cut the final implementation of this full-blown world communist system from being fully implemented. You know, and there's nefarious things that are still like continuity of government. And you got to realize what a continuity of government system, you know, you get a new administration, even if they are 100% trying to do the right thing, this bureaucratic state is so massive, and there's so many people embedded in these agencies that it's just like, my gosh, to try to turn this Titanic away from the iceberg, it's a Herculean task. And so let's say, you know, and so everybody's, you know, got their little opinions here, and I've got mine, but at the same time, you know, one of the callers a couple weeks ago, I think it was Murr, she's like, look, we're powerful people, and if you turn your energies and in your personal spiritual power towards this enemy that we're, you know, fighting for, our basically the very future that's in front of our noses here, whether it's going to go south or, you know, or we're going to, you know, get a reprieve and be able to have some decent, you know, time left. And look, this is a stressful, and even if your existence that's right in front of you stays relatively stable, there's still a lot of things, you know, the electronic and all of these attacks coming at our psyches from our Wi-Fi to, you know, the cell towers and everything else we always talk about. I mean, it's still a tough struggle, and it's still a tough struggle to have to deal with the people around you that are completely asleep at the wheel and are basically surface dwellers. But I still look around, and I don't want to see basically the Mad Max Road Warrior Walmart opening up to start processing us up to go into the gulag system to happen. I don't want to see that happen. And part of me knows that a lot of us collectively as a nation, we deserve a lot of the stuff that is coming, because we've been lax and we've been way, way less than vigilant. But you don't want to wish this on anybody. You know, like the Bible says, don't be sitting here clamoring for that great day of the Lord to come, because you're not going to like it. And so all these people, they're like, oh, bring it, man. Bring it. I'm ready. Bring the, you know, the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, I get that feeling sometimes, and I'm not going to lie. And sometimes I just want to throw in the towel and like, yeah, let's tell the Lord to collapse this whole thing, because the whole thing's evil. But at the same time, you look at a beautiful animal, a dog or a cat, you see the love that's in their spirit towards the human race, and you see a newborn child, and you see all the innocence, and then it really backs you off, and you're like, you know what, I have no right to call down judgment on the planet. That's God's realm, and for me to sit here, and I already know any way by this D-Wave, CERN, transhuman, nanotech, robotics, AI garbage that these people are rushing headlong into, that there's going to have to be an intervention soon anyway, because I think these people are getting right up into the nostrils of the creator, and he's going to have to bat human, you know, kind away like a fly in a minute. But I'm not going to sit here and wish it, because I know it's going to be pain. And I know many of you can feel that as well. I want to talk about this. You know, there's these characters out here, for those of us that do radio, they troll us via email. Okay, and I've talked about this. So there's these characters, and a lot of them pose as Christian identity types, Yahweh types, and know-it-alls that, hey, I know everything about the Bible, and you're a devil, and wait on Michael the Archangel or Gabriel for your judgment. And let me just give you some of the people that these characters, and this is like 57 names on some of these email chains, okay? So American Third Position folks, the administrator over there at the American Freedom Party. Let's see, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. I'm just giving you some of the ones that you guys are going to notice. David James, Dr. Duke, Dr. James Wickstrom, Don Black over there at Stormfront, Eli James, Ralph Epperson, let's see, me, John Friend over at the Realist Report, John Statmiller, owner of the network. Let's see here, Tex Mars, Monica Huggett, who Rick Adams from South Africa, Rick Adams interviews. Liberty Man, okay, over here on the network. Let's see. Patrick Slattery, Dr. Patrick Slattery, one of Dr. Duke's cohorts. Paul from Poker Face, Paul Tapetti, Paul Fromm up there in Canada. Rick Adams, Farron from the Alternative Media, Wolfgang Halbig. There's a whole bunch of these people on this email chain that these Christian identity type characters, they put us on these chains, and then they're calling us out constantly, and then they go off on me about the music I select for my show, and but then they want to go off on everybody, saying basically, if you don't answer, you have a low IQ, and basically calling everybody to judgment and all this weird stuff. And so there's a whole lot of these trolls out here. They're posing as Christian identity. These people could very well be Southern Poverty Law Center types, ADL trolls, posing as like these pro-white Christian identity types. But yet you see this email list, and then they're basically trolling us all constantly, and they flood your email. And I get numerous accounts, tons of them, that flood my email with this garbage. So I just wanted to bring that to the audience's attention, that there's all these creeps out here, and they use the Bible in this twisted sort of ways, basically being completely judgmental, you know, violating all kinds of commands in the scriptures and so forth, acting like know-it-alls, one to worry about the toothpick in my eye when they got a stump in theirs and that sort of thing, and throwing all this judgmental stuff, basically trying to sick archangels on you and all the rest of this garbage. And it's just like, dude, it makes you wonder who these people are. But at the same time, you're just like, you know, I don't have time for it. But I figured I would mention it, because I can only imagine what some of the even the more prominent people – out here behind microphones have to deal with all this stuff. Evidence coming in D.C. You see all this stuff, these buildups with Hannity and all these YouTubers that cover all this, and there's going to be these arrests. And, you know, I've been covering this for weeks, and, you know, the Gateway Pundit, you know, I scope through them, and it's just like they're talking about Jeff Sessions has got to be canned. Okay, this is the top of their website. Basically, it's time for this nightmare to end. AG Jeff Sessions must be fired. He must resign. It's the only way to save the republic. And then you see all this stuff about John Brennan going to come under investigation by the House Intelligence Committee. And, you know, you're just like this. A guy that stepped down from being CIA director, you know, he's no longer there. Obama or Hillary, are they really you know, Mike Adams, where's he at? Ken, get clip 18 ready. Now, Mike Adams put this out in the last couple of days on the Health Ranger channel. And we've been seeing this build up of this communist Antifa attempt at basically open violence and overthrow and basically modern kind of Bolshevism. I don't think these guys got what it takes, but there's a lot of people in the organs of the bureaucracy that want to see this. And so when you see some of these Antifa behind the masks, remember, a lot of them could be operators, okay? Especially if they've got some muscles and they look like, you know, more than just some drugged out college student. Let's roll clip 18 real quick.
It's going to be the indictment and arrest of either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. One or both of those people is going to be arrested and indicted for multiple felony crimes, and it's most likely going to be Hillary Clinton. Obama has more immunity as a former president. He's got more distance between him and the crimes that were committed. Things may reflect poorly on Obama, and Obama was certainly in charge when the felony crimes and the illegal surveillance was being conducted on the Trump campaign officials and transition officials. But Hillary Clinton, her hand has been caught in the cookie jar. And I refer you to videos by Tom Fitton, the head of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch, which has been around since the 1990s, at least, maybe earlier, they have been spearheading the requests for documents. They've been spearheading the investigations. And Tom Fitton is a true American hero. And he has just gone public with a video where he says that there is now enough evidence in the hands of federal prosecutors to arrest and indict Hillary Clinton. They already have everything they need, folks. This is the point. And you might wonder, why don't they go out and arrest her right now today? Well, the wheels of fact-finding grind slowly in Washington, but they are grinding away at this very minute. It is now in motion, and it is unstoppable. This motion, this push for the memo to come out. Everybody's demanding that the memo be released.
All right, you can stop it. So, look, I'm skeptical right now. You know, Hillary just had her little coughing fit that everybody was talking about, you know, in alternative media circles and so forth. And, you know, when I see it happen, I'll believe it. But until then, I just, with the amount of people that are straight retarded level out here in our society, if one of these people gets arrested, I mean, it's gonna go straight from, you know, fragile to maybe broken as far as open violence. So we'll figure this out on the other side of the break. Keep listening.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Sibiri Radio on RBN. We got a caller on the line. I'm not going to make him hold. So let's take Jim in Kansas on line one. Welcome, Jim.
Have you ever read Matthew 15:24?
Yes, I've read the entire New Testament.
Okay, well, maybe you need to get you one of those concordances and figure out what it says.
Oh, okay, so you're going to just... You're going to jump on the line, and you're going to – I don't have a Bible in front of me, and so now
– I am sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Okay.
Jesus talking.
Okay, so later on, when he talks about sending people out to all nations, basically, and saying baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, make disciples of all nations, what's that mean?
I don't know.
All right, bye, jerk. Anyway, we'll keep moving. Some of these characters, he's probably one of the goofballs that sends out these chain emails to everybody. But anyway, I mean, let me just say this. Okay, so you want the North Koreans and the South Koreans to wallow around in idol worship and keep eating dogs? You want the communist Chinese to keep playing around with you know, ancestor worship, you know, the Japanese with the Shinto, the Africans playing around having sex with little kids, thinking it's going to cure them from AIDS, treating the albinos like wrapping up their fingers and cutting them off and wearing them around as amulets. So, you know, they're, none of those people, they're supposed to get any, you know, message of the gospel. They're not supposed to be transformed. It's just for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, whoever that might be. If you're a black Hebrew Israelite, that might be only black people. And then if you're a Christian identity, that might only be white people. But, you know, those, the people down there at the tip of Chile, they don't need the gospel. The Eskimos don't need it. You know, whatever, man. The whole religion thing with people pushing it on each other and thinking they know everything, and it's really a joke right now to me, because you can grab you a concordance and you'll see a word, and then you can twist the scriptures up to make it say whatever you want to. And some of these characters, like the last caller, I mean, it's just rather silly, and it just reminds me of just silliness. All right, so let's move on. Let's get clip 21 ready. Ken, this one I found was pretty fascinating. Viruses from the sky, spram and barium, B-A-R-I-U-M. Let's roll 21.
All right, what's going on? All right, I found this just highly, highly informative, yet they leave out a very big thing. I want to see if you could tell what that big thing is. So we're just going to read here. Don't look up. Astonishing number of viruses float down on us from the sky. Is there some sort of virus machine that is pumping out all these viruses up in the sky? What could be placing a lot of viruses in the sky, and then they float down on people? Let me think about that. Vancouver, this study will make you think twice about stepping outside for a breath of fresh air. A team of scientists from around the world confirmed millions of viruses rising into the atmosphere, traveling sometimes for thousands of miles and falling back down to the surface. The study, carried out by researchers from the U.S., Canada, and Spain, is the first of its kind to confirm viruses are being swept up into the free troposphere, the layer of atmosphere between the area where Earth's weather systems develop and below the stratosphere where airplanes fly. Where airplanes fly. The numbers are astonishing, the researchers say.
Let's
but remember,
stop it there.
Viruses.
We're coming up on break, but think about this. Just we'll talk about this when we come back. But this flu that's killing people in 2 days, faster than Ebola. I mean, we're under something going on here, and I've been talking about this, but we'll cover this on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Back. Incendiary Radio on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome, everybody. So, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com, Hooli's blog, W-H-O-O-L-I-S, blog.blogspot.com, archives every morning. TCTA Unleashed, WTFR, Sean down in Australia, 107.9. Welcome to everybody down there. Let's take John in Chicago. Greetings, sir. How are we tonight?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
And of course, I have it. I said Chicago. I'm not in Chicago anymore. I moved. But, yeah, I got to tell you, man, a lot of us are just at our wit's end. So I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out. You know, Tom from Florida calls in, the fast talking guy.
Yeah. Hold on. Pat sent me that video you made on your YouTube channel, by the way.
Exactly. And you know what, man? I should go drop that in the chat rooms because, I mean, look, Michael Savage in the last 2 weeks, Michael Savage has taken up the white genocide argument now. I mean, well, he has just absolutely gone off, and he is explicitly saying white genocide. And then he took Pelosi to task. Did you hear her little sob story about her grandchild?
I'm not familiar with that. Go ahead.
When she did her 8-hour floor speech or whatever the hell it was, and part of that speech, she sat there and she said, my 5-year-old grandchild has a good friend, a little Guatemalan boy, and he was about to blow out his candles and, you know, said, did you make a wish? He said, yeah, I just wish I had brown eyes and brown skin like my friend here.
And
just savage. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, and then, yeah, obviously the video. I mean, you know, he called in. You saw the video. I mean, I can no longer tolerate a guy like Mike Rivera, as big as he is, just shoving that shit down my throat that a 60-ton 757 really hit the Pentagon, and all these lines, you, I, pet privilege, Tom, and we're seeing these lines like never before. It has increased tenfold under Trump. I spent 4 hours doing some research. I was all over the silver iodide thing. I looked into cloud seeding, all this stuff. And I'm telling you, man, every one of those pictures in the video, or the videos, I took all of them. In just the last 5 months, all of those. And there's no way in hell you're going to sit there and the way Rivera said it, the way he mocks his listeners, it's intolerable. It's like we have nowhere to go anymore. So Sean doesn't take any money for doing radio in Australia. You don't ask for a dime, and you keep us up on current events. I tried the radio thing for a little bit. I wouldn't say we're losing our minds, but it's a joke to have all these people, the big people, demand that we compromise on the most commonsensical things.
You know, Jones, and look, let me just say this about the geoengineering weather warfare programs. Trump and John Kelly, Jesuit John Kelly, and Mattis and all these characters up here. I mean, this is one of the things, the Middle East with what's going on in Syria, with Israel and Iran and Turkey right now and Russia, and then the geoengineering program. These are the real kind of sore spots I have with Trump. And look, when you look at the possibility of the, and we see that there's an open kind of warfare with the bureaucracy versus this new executive, but the Pentagon is really one of these areas where they were pretty much on board with the new executive. So if the geoengineering programs could have stopped with Trump, because the Pentagon's pretty loyal to this president. And so, I mean, this is a hard one to argue that this is basically open rebellion in the Pentagon against the president, because they overwhelmingly voted, you know, to the last troop pretty heavily for the president. So the geoengineering program, this thing's multifaceted, and you know, there's people out here even on YouTube, John, that are trying to say, well, they're just trying to save us from the sun's rays, and you know, so forth and so on. And I'm like, look, the poisons that you're using to try to save me from the sun's rays, I'll go ahead and deal with the sun's rays. What do you think?
Well, obviously, because we dealt with it for 1900 years before they started doing this, but it's gotten to the point now where my instinct for what they see, Rivera made this asinine point about crop dusters get right down to the ground. So if guys like Tom in Florida or me or any of you chemtrail believers think the government's doing something sinister and spraying us like cockroaches. You're a bunch of morons. No, it goes like this, because one of the heaviest spraying days was last Friday, and down here at the Cumberland Plateau in Middle Tennessee, we just got 4 inches of rain. So all the shit they sprayed up there just came down with the rain. Now, I think, instinctively, this has to do with the medical industrial complex. Obamacare was a tax. That's what it was. It was a tax. Everybody's got to go. You seen this ad on TV with the lady climbing the mountain of cigarettes? Have you seen that? Where it says saved by the scan? If you've ever smoked a cigarette any time in your life, go and get a scan. You know, if you got medical insurance and all this other crap. I mean, the scans are $6,000 to $8,000. I've had cancer, so I've been scanned several times. So those scans are about $6,000 to $8,000. If I'm paying $400 a month for health insurance, my scans are covered. Everybody's running into the hospitals now to get themselves under the scanner to see if they've got cancer. Who knows what the hell's going on at the other end of that screen, what those guys are looking at? You don't know. You're freaking out. You lay down, they scan you, and then the jerk comes back and goes, oh, you got a tumor, after he investigates how much money he can get out of your insurance company. You see these brand new hospitals all over. So if they're spraying shit on us and we're inhaling it, And I mean, I'm 48 years old. I'm feeling tired. You know, there's stuff going on with me. I feel a tickle in my lungs I never had before. I mean, this is not me being paranoid. I see the lines in the sky. I see the, I sent the pictures to Pat. I see this rusty reflection. It's not a rainbow. It's a rusty colored reflection. These are metals.
When you come out in the mornings, listeners, you go look at your windshield and look what you need to wash off of your freaking windshield, this residue. And it's not salt from the streets. This is like there hasn't been any snow. Like, you know, there's been ice and snow here. But I'm just saying this happens on a recurring basis as well. Why do I need to spray this crazy chemical off of my windshield and use my washer fluid to get this stuff when there was no precipitation? You understand what I'm saying, John, on that?
I absolutely do. And then, like I said, most of the, you know, just the common people, they see these lines in the sky. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to think about it. But like I said, you've got, it doesn't matter if it's the Wilmette Daly Savage crowd, if it's Hannity and the memo shit, if it's Mike Rivera's listeners, if it's Alex, everybody's pulling us in some different direction, making us think we can turn this thing around. Patriotic Christian conservative right wing hope to turn this thing around. And the fact is, these people are just evil, and the system is not going to police itself.
But look, John. But look, like I was saying earlier, we are powerful spiritual beings. And look, like I've been saying, if you've been listening, I was like, it's like almost like a resiliency you get. Some of us get this resiliency even though we're under multifaceted assault. I still have this thing to where it's almost like look at how old Fukushima is, and Jeff Rentz and all, and Yoichi Shimatsu and Dana Durnford. That happened 7 years ago. They were like, within 5 years, all of us are going to be in the northern blah blah blah. We're going to be screwed. And it's like, look, it's 7 years later, and this is another area where people kind of go in and out of consciousness when we're talking about things we're facing. They forget about Fukushima. You know, like the Bible says, it says, unless those days be shortened, there'd be no flesh saved alive. I think there's almost this kind of a gift, man, where we're getting to where it's like the human being, this organism that we are, this creation, this supernatural created being, we're given a lot of gifts, and we can tolerate a lot more things than these controllers are happy with. And so there's like you and I and a bunch of us out here. I don't care what they throw at me or you. I'm not going to buck to the programming, and I'm not going to buck up under the like Ken said, demoralization. They're not going to demoralize me to the point where I'm going to crawl in fetal position and say, you guys got it. You're all powerful. The panopticon is unbeatable. And so that's why I always want to remain kind of like hopeful. You got a bunch of kids, John. You can't crawl up and let them do you in. You got to have that fire of God in your spirit somewhere in some corner, and says you're not going to let it be extinguished even till the day you die. And then so I'm battling back and forth constantly, like I know you are, where with the evil onslaught, plus realizing it's just like, dude, bring it on. We're going to fight you, and we know eventually the justice and the good and the decent, it's going to prevail in the universe. It's just, there's a dark time that we're witnessing, and that's because a lot of us has become weak and pathetic and worldly and all the rest of it. But go ahead.
My deal has always been, if this shit lands at my front door, then we'll be ready to take it on, right? Kids are going to know that this stuff is out there, that there's a bunch of hypocrisy, that the government is this, it doesn't make any sense. I've got the books from John Locke. I've got all this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't imagine, I've got a book I'm trying to read about Andrew Jackson. I was just at a Confederate battlefield in a cemetery in the last week. Could you imagine? I don't want the Mad Max scenario any more than you do.
Yeah.
But if something breaks out right in your front yard, we can't imagine what it was like in 1860s. We can't imagine. Oh, no. All of a sudden there's shots fired and there's people getting killed right in your front yard. Or your brother just got shot or something. They carry the bodies over to your house. Boom, it's full-on civil war. So
we'll put it this way. Hey, John, somebody was just killed probably 1,000 yards from me, shot 5 times in the chest earlier in last week. So,
yeah.
You know, it's, dude, St. Louis is insane. And I know every major city, Baltimore, Chi-Town, parts of Florida, L.A., New York.
And they're ramping up the tax down here in the South at these FTC colleges. You got these trad worker clowns running around showing up at college campuses. You know, either the BLM people are out there trying to cause a ruckus, or the David Duke wannabes are trying to cause a ruckus. You know, they're trying to provoke a response, and you and I and the other ones are smart enough not to react. I'm not going to run up the hill and charge Satan in hand-to-hand combat. I know better than that. So, again, we appreciate the current events, but everybody's got to know. You know, you want to rescue your white conservative Republican neighbor from, go beyond Hannity and go, hey, it's even more evil. Savage is damn good at what he does. But the fact that he's taken up the white genocide thing now, he's got all these middle-class white people that just suffered a stock market crash. I mean, the stock market crash, why couldn't that be the revenge of Schumer? Remember the government shutdown?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Schumer just go, okay, Donald Trump, you win this round, but I'll watch me and my boys will crash the stock market. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, me, McCain, Rick, we don't want anything you want. And we're in charge. You're not in charge. We are. So you go ahead and do your little thing, Trump. We'll just crash the stock market with our boys. And then you lose all that credit.
Listen to this, John. And you people like in basically Jew-wise circles, let's call it that, they don't want to realize the fact. And I've watched Shapiro at some of these college campuses, Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
And some of these Jewish guys are starting to realize, it's like, look, no matter how Jewish I try to present myself, I'll wear a yarmulke, whatever. These leftists, whack jobs on the college campuses, the BLMs, the leftards, they view me as a white. And that's the thing. Some of them are starting to feel the heat. Finally, like, you know what? I realize a bunch of the rabbis and a bunch of the Bolshevik left-wing Jewish mobsters have tried to basically separate us from the white Christian whatever's in the United States and Europe. But it's like, guess what? The other side's not sophisticated enough to differentiate. And so guess what? Guys like Savage are feeling the heat. He realizes, you know what, when it comes down to it, the people that want to whack Whitey, they'll just assume whack a Jew because they consider him Whitey anyway. And so that's why you see this thing with Savage might be like, oh my God, they're not smart enough to realize that I'm a good guy. I'm Jewish. And so the BLM kind of low IQ burn down the system types. They're like, look, this Jew, Michael Savage, I don't give a crap. He's just another white enemy, white supremacist enemy. And so I think the Likudniks and so forth, they're hedging their bets. And that's why some of them secretly support the alt-right and all the rest of it.
Well, I think a guy like Savage is actually telling the white people that a middle class trying to hold on to it who just suffered a stock market crash, I think his gig is he's telling those people that you got a bunch of self-hating whites. People like Nancy Pelosi is white, and she spits on her Italian white heritage. She's your enemy. You whites need to go fight those whites. I think that's what his game is. He's trying to provoke.
Yeah, hold through the break. I want to finish this up on the other side, and then we'll continue. Incendiary Radio.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been on my way now, 1945. A lot of people live or live their lives. The people are risen, doing it like their blood. Tear it down, only they could. Tear it down the wall, got to see gold.
All right, we are back. We're going to finish up with John Chicago. Well, no longer in Chicago. He just... Where you at now, John? Down in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was digging around Comedy Gold. Bill Maher cracks best joke in years, wears Hades already great t-shirt. Hades great already. Him and Conan O'Brien and these people. I mean, it's funny, but back to what we were talking about. You know, when you look at everything happening in this orchestrated civil war and the multifaceted assault on all of us, this flu killing people in 2 days, and I mean just the outright lunacy. Immediately, what do you think is going to happen in the next, you know, short?
I'm telling you, the whole thing is just managed. It's the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money has just corrupted all these people. I mean, come on, man. I'm watching PGA golf on TV. Flipping around. I see the NBA. I see that, you know, I think the professional sports is rigged. It's all fixed. Yeah. Fox News is making money hand over fist. You know, Savage is a fraud. I mean, it's like I said, what makes sense to me is if they're spraying us, it's not, they should do it crop dusting because they're trying to kill us all off and the population's going to be reduced. It's just poking at people to get a response. And like I said, I think it just, if they're spraying us with stuff, it feeds the medical industrial complex. I mean, I don't know. You've been around St. Louis enough. You must have some brand new, gorgeous hospitals going up because they're going up all over the country, and they're just going to process people. And like I said, I mean, I got a job. I pay $400 a month for health insurance. You know, I've already had cancer. I mean, I know that they paid out maybe $200,000 in 6 months of treatment. I had testicular cancer. They took my left nut, and I had radiation. But I'm just saying, the medical bills, I only paid... Shit, I only paid $1,500, but they spent $200,000 to treat me. So, again, the money goes around in the washing machine until the fiat thing collapses, but then again, maybe it won't collapse. You know what I mean?
A lot of people...
So I don't know who's getting...
A lot of people are actually thinking that this is right now what we're witnessing is a massive acceleration of the whole Deagle.com website, futuristic predictions of this massive drop in population in this country and in others in North America and so forth. So
I monitor the Christian talk radio too, and they're sitting there freaking out that the Great Bear is right there on the northern border of Israel. Great Bear in Iran. I was in the Baptist church for 7 years. I heard all that prophecy. I went through the whole Left Behind series crap. You know, I know it all. So if Russia's in Syria, they say they're going to leave, then they don't say they're going to leave. And now we have 3,000 troops over there preparing for a northern invasion. I mean, come on, dude.
I'm going to get into some of that when we come back. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it, man.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Republic Broadcasting Network.